Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
What is this survey for?
And this is about the upcoming elections and also about
Okay.
your House of Representatives. So, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
And we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes.
Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm definitely voting yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
It all depends.
So
It
how should I report your answer?
depends on the candidate. So right now I'm a strong Republican.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
62.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, or mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino?
I'm white.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
As the current direction?
Generally speaking, yes.
Yeah, the current direction, I'm dissatisfied.
Thank you. And is that only dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first
What
one
was
we
the
have on the
question
list,
again? What was the question again?
we want you to rate your feelings on a scale of 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number
Warm
from
or
0
cold?
to 100. Excuse me?
Warm or cold?
Warm or cold,
I'm just
yes.
not understanding this question that you're asking me.
Okay, let's see if, well, we just want to know, rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 100 means very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means
On what
you
though?
do not. Excuse me?
On what though?
Okay,
Cold or warm? On what? I'm not.
the first one on the list we have Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's who I'm voting for. Donald
So
Trump.
how do you feel? How do you feel about him on a scale of 0 to 100?
100.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
Democrats?
Yes, Democrats in Congress, how do you feel about them on a scale of 0 to 100? 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
I'm neutral with that.
So how should I record your answer?
But medium cold.
So on a scale from 0 to 100, please?
50.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
Yes.
Cold.
And on a scale of 0 to 100?
That'd be cold. Was that zero, right? Unbearable.
Cold is zero. Yes, 100 means you feel
zero.
Very. Thank you.
Zero.
Then we have Republicans in Congress.
I have 50 on that.
Thank you. Then we have J.D. Vance.
Huh?
J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
110%.
Yeah.
So how should I... Yes?
Yes.
How much on this one?
100%. 100.
Thank you. Then we have Janelle Bynum.
Zero.
Lori Travis,
who
the Dreamer.
Who was that? Kalama?
Janelle Bynum.
Say that one more time.
Janelle Bynum.
Oh, Janelle?
Yes.
Who's Janelle? Who's Janelle?
Oh, well, since we're required to read verbatim, there's not much information right now. Just from what you've heard.
I don't know who that is, so I'll just go 50.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Lori Travis, the Reamer.
50.
Then we have Kamala Harris.
Zero.
MAGA Republicans.
Pardon me?
MAGA Republicans.
Oh, 50.
And last we have Project 2025.
What was that?
Project 2025.
Oh, 50.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican? I'm sorry, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Republican.
Yes. For quality assurance purposes, I need to read everything verbatim, even though I already know your answer, so bear with me, please. Would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Cornel West?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
Well, I hope Donald Trump.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Travis, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I don't know him, so probably not.
Thank you. And even though you say you're undecided, if you had to decide today, which candidate would you lean toward? Republican Lori Travis, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you're undecided again, please say so.
I'm just undecided.
Thank you. Even though you're not supporting
Janelle,
yeah?
No.
Okay, even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might vote for her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might vote support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Slight chance.
Thank you. And likewise, even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez the Reamer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024?
Slight chance.
Thank you very much. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez the Reamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I just don't know who these people are.
Wait, do we have a scale? If that helps?
Like 50%. I mean, 50. I don't know.
And in the 50,
I don't get into these people. And, is this about done?
We still have a few more questions to go. Yes.
Oh.
So in between, we have somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove. Where do you fall?
I'll probably somewhat disapprove. I'm voting for – I got to go, but I'm done with this already. It's just taking too long. But I'm just – I don't like the direction where – the country's going right now, and I'm voting for Trump. Thank you very much.
Help me finish so we can remove this number from the calling list. God damn it.